We start in India, the world's largest democracy. Under the Indian Constitution, all people are created equal. But now, because of a new citizenship and immigration law, non-Muslims seem more equal than Muslims. Protests against the law are continuing in major cities across India. Bhumika Saraswati said she and her fellow students would not be intimidated despite police violence over the weekend.
I just want to make it clear, nobody is scared. Like, people in Hong Kong are protesting, Chile are protesting, and they are not scared. We are not scared too.
The United Nations says India's new law discriminates against Muslims. Shri Kumar is a student who is out protesting in Delhi today.
It's against the Muslims. It's against the ethos of India. It's against the secular ideas of India. And that's the very basic idea of India, to stand on secularism.
Davina Gupta is in Delhi. She's host of the BBC program Work Life India.
There are thousands of students who are out in the streets. Most of them are shouting Azadi, Azadi, which means freedom, freedom. And it's sort of a spark that's spreading across India. We've seen at least 9 cities across northern, eastern and western India where students from various universities have taken out similar march in solidarity with the Delhi students. And it is also acting like a glue to unite the opposition leaders. We saw the opposition leaders now stepping out on the streets with the students, one of them being Priyanka Gandhi from the Congress Party and member of the Gandhi dynasty. And she said there's been an attack on the Indian secular fabric. We just want to save our constitution and we will be here till the time it requires.
Who are the demonstrators? Is it a mix of Muslim and non-Muslim students?
Yes, and that's been the central point of these protests, Marco, because it's gone beyond the religious lines for the young demographic in India. We've seen protest solidarity march around different universities in India, regardless of the religion of students. It's sort of as if the young are now showing the way to the politicians that division along the religious lines is not what they favor. It's a very strong message. And I must say, it's taken the Hindu Nationalist Party, which is in power at the moment, by surprise. They've traditionally banked on a Hindu vote base. 80% of population in India is a Hindu population. There are nearly 170 million Muslims in the country. And the Hindu Nationalist Party has never shied away from taking out strong and bold laws which have been seen favoring Hindu religion over others. And this is where, as they say, the last straw on the camel's back, because we have seen these students coming out with placards, shouting slogans, taking out candlelight vigils, also shouting outside police stations where some of their friends had been detained. And they are not from any particular community.
Of course, Narendra Modi leads the BJP, which is an openly Hindu nationalist party, and that explains some of this. But what is driving his agenda? Like, what's motivating him right now?
Well, critics say, Marco, that right now the party is trying to consolidate its base across the country, and it knows that its base is Hindu voters. The critics are saying that this is a diversionary tactic, taking away the conversation from the falling growth, which is slowest in 6 years, high malnutrition, high unemployment, which is around 4-decade high. And the critics believe that this vote bank politics tactic is to take away the main question of falling economy and rising food prices.
So a nationalist move to kind of distract from a lagging economy. What are the wider concerns about where this could all lead?
As you rightly mentioned, the United Nations Human Rights Office has issued a statement saying that this particular act is discriminatory. It's leading to a very disturbing scenario, one where you would have the secular fabric of the country being defended on one hand by the students, and on the other hand, the government is refusing to back off. Right now, we're seeing that this could be a sign of a dangerous time. People are questioning whether it is against the 170 million Muslims who are in the country. The government, though, says that it's not against any Indian. There still are a government elected for all the Indians, including the Muslims. But those words need stronger action if India needs to go into 2020 as a democratic and a secular country.
Davina Gupta, host of the BBC program Work Life India, speaking with us from Delhi. Thank you very much.
Thank you.